This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on the show, actor Chad Michael Murray. What's going on, man?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It was very nice to meet Mrs. Murray. And you guys are sans children. It's nanny day, which I can relate to. Those are always fun, right?
Ooh, thank you, God, for nanny days.
Right?
Thank you for our beloved, wonderful nanny. She's Mary Poppins, and she comes twice a week so that we can actually sleep in certain days.
When you score a good nanny, it's hard sometimes to find a good nanny. We are
game changer.
With a great, it is a game changer when you find a good nanny.
And there's kind of that, you know, your friends will call and go, hey, man, do you know anybody? Nope. Nope,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know anybody that can help you.
You get possessive of your nanny. And then even when your kids start getting older, I had my nanny stay on just in case we got pregnant. And we did. So we did. And so guess what? That nanny's still with us right there.
You thought ahead.
There you go. Yes.
Smart move.
No, I didn't want nanny gate to happen later on. Anyway, congratulations on joining the cast. Riverdale, obviously a very popular show. How'd it come about?
Oh, man, came across the desk, and I think the first thing I did was, I mean, first and foremost, I said, the opportunity to play a cult leader, yes, but I talked to my wife about it, and she's an avid watcher of Riverdale, so I remember she binge-watched the first season. We were shooting in Savannah, so during kids' nap times, that was her binge-watching time, and I got home, and she's like, it's so good, you gotta watch it. Of course, we don't watch much television, you know, unless the kids are napping, we don't get to watch anything.
Yeah.
It's cartoons 24/7.
Right.
So the missus said, you're doing it. And I said, you got it. And I couldn't, and she made the greatest decision for me because it is a dream job. Everybody from the top down, such pros and so kind and such a loving, warm set.
Well, it sounds like a dream role. I mean, cult leaders always, obviously, they sort of have that mystique and they usually dress kind of funky. Do you have a certain garb or are you kind of plain clothes cult leader?
Oh, we wear white after Labor Day.
You revel. But are you pretty like chill sort of cult leader or out there?
It's
like you wouldn't know you're a cult leader unless you start talking to you.
Oh no, you'd know. Edgar has a very, very serene nature about himself. I paid attention to certain people that happen to live in our neighborhood. Not to mention, we live in Topanga, which is a very peaceful, very spiritual vibe out there.
It's a good cult neighborhood.
It's a very. I'm sure. Guarantee we got one or two sitting around somewhere, right? I mean, we've seen some interesting things, but. You know, Edgar has a, like I said, they wear white after Labor Day. They have a white party. It's great, you know, and we've got these robes. And when I go do my wardrobe fittings, half the time I say, okay, can I please take that home? Because, I mean, I'm going to want to wear this on a camping trip.
Yeah.
A, it's comfy. And B, it just looks so incredibly bizarre that I kind of want to wear it out.
Yeah.
So people can say, where'd you get that, man? Dude, it's like my hippie chic thing. It's cool.
And you're rolling with it right there.
Hey, man, why not?
And the cast is, I mean, great cast. And obviously a lot of experience with a lot of the actors being former child actors, which I personally love being a former child actor and can appreciate. How big is that cast? It's got a lot of characters, right?
It is. First day I walked on, it was Chad meet the whole cast. Whole cast meet Chad. So I was trying to absorb each and every person's name. I'd only really known Skeet before then. Skeet Ulrich, who's the only one I had known before coming into the environment. So I kind of moved my chair next to him and I said, yo, let's just hang out here. We can talk kids and stuff. But I met everybody in one go because it was a high school scene. It was the Heathers episode and Edgar's in the crowd, but everybody was there. So everybody's in that one scene. It's a very large cast. I don't know how many.
That makes it fun, though. That makes it fun, like a big family.
It's fantastic.
And
they all love each other. That's the best part. And crazy, because it doesn't happen often.
No, I know. It isn't. So you're
get
very
on
fortunate.
A set that's that symbiotic. It's very rare.
And you shoot the show, I know, in Vancouver. And, of course, you had a long run on One Tree Hill, which shot in North Carolina.
Right.
Correct? So you have yet to have a show for a long run in LA, ironically, right? You come to want to make it to come to Hollywood and you end up in North Carolina and Vancouver.
When our son was born, we did two seasons on Agent Carter, which was great because that was in Los Angeles. That was at Disney. It was get up,
just right
drive,
here. Yes,
drive to Burbank, go to work, and
okay,
come home,
so you had,
which was
okay.
Great because we just had the kid and we didn't want to move that much, right, at the time. But outside of that, everything else is out of town.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, though, because you kind of get the best of both worlds in that your own regular folks, civilians, right? But still get to do what you love. So
I love both Wilmington and Vancouver. We love them both. They're both on the places for us to set up shop and potentially move to and have the whole family kind of, you know, sink roots and, yeah. And do the school thing and everything as they grow. I love Vancouver. The city's beautiful, magical. The people are the kindest people around.
It is. It's very nice, yeah. Especially in the summertime.
Oh, man. I like the winter because I get to bop up to Whistler, do a little snowboarding, okay. We put our son on the mountain for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
His first ski adventure at 3. It was great.
Where are you from originally?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. So it's technically a heat wave in Vancouver compared to Buffalo.
Right? I was going
to
say, Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I went to the place where you had the first Buffalo wings. And wait, there was a beef on Weck. That's a hell of a good sandwich.
It is a hell
That of is an underrated sandwich that you get as much love as the Buffalo wings. Am I right about that?
Beef on Weck, Loganberry in the wing. That's what we have. Did you have Loganberry?
I don't think I had that.
A lot of sugar.
What is that?
I don't even know how to compare it. It's like lemonade and cranberry juice.
Ooh.
It's really good. It's just a lot of sugar, but it's one of our originals. It's
okay.
It's a Buffalo thing. Go. Good. You have the beef on Weck. Nice salty.
It's solid, man.
It's the bread.
Yes, it's so good. Ooh, see, now I'm craving it. I got myself hungry.
So you went to Anchor Bar.
Yeah, I went to Anchor Bar. That's exactly what I went to Anchor Bar.
What were you doing in Buffalo?
I was in Buffalo because I was doing an affiliate visit, I believe. That was one of the reasons. And then for my other show, we shot something at Niagara Falls.
Right.
Yeah, so we shot something at Niagara Falls. It was really nice. I remember I went to a great Italian restaurant, but that's funny. Yeah, that was exactly the place that I went to. Yeah, out there, boy. For Buffalo's out there.
Yes, it is.
and I can just imagine how cold it gets.
You need a car.
Yes.
You know, there's no walking anywhere.
Yeah. It's, so is all your family still back there, or?
I have a large family, so they have kind of taken the country by storm. They're a little bit everywhere, but my father's still in Buffalo. And my
Got other it.
Brother and another brother, they're still in Buffalo. So.
But are your roots there? Like, are you a Bills fan?
I'm diehard Bills fan. My wife actually brought up to me this morning. She said, "You know, I'm really surprised you don't have a Bills tattoo."
Oh.
First time it's ever dawned on me. And I went, "Wait a second." She said, "No, that's not what I'm saying to do." And then I won't do it. But we are diehard.
I like the loyalty to the hometown. Respect.
Season ticket holder for 20 years.
Dude, how do you go to those games? Everyone looks like they're popsicles out there.
Freezing. We went to the Snow Bowl 2 years ago. It was the most snow ever during the game.
Oh, my Bills gosh. Colts.
That was incredible. But I got to be honest, we were a little spoiled because we were inside.
Okay, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
But there was this poor guy in front of us. His nose is dripping icicles.
Yeah.
His beard is frozen and he's shivering and he's got, he hasn't moved since the first quarter. And so he's got like 6 inches of snow on his shoulders.
Oh my God.
I felt so bad for him. But man, no one left and it was a great game.
Die hard. Oh, I love it.
Our kids thought the world was ending though. They had never experienced
it. Like, what is this?
And then we get into the stadium and once my daughter realizes, oh wait, people live like this.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, the world's fine. It's right. Okay.
You also got a new movie coming out, Max Winslow and the House of Secrets. And I hear it's a creepy one. Is it scary? How would you qualify?
I would classify it as a thriller, a young adult thriller. It's, a quick synopsis would be I'm an Elon Musk type and very a visionary in the tech world. And I have created a home and there is a game going on, and the winner of this game will get the home, the keys to the castle. It's that simple.
Huh.
And so he takes some bright, savvy kids, and they all enter into this game.
Nice.
And the rest I can't unveil because it's just fun. And it's trippy, a little haunting, but it's more of a thriller.
Nice. Yeah. It sounds like the kids will like it a lot.
Hey, they're going to dig it. It's great, great young cast. Great young cast. There's this kid. His name, I think, it's Tanner Buchanan. Reminds me of a young little Brad Pitt when Brad was on, was it Bold and the Beautiful?
Okay.
Like, throwback to when Brad was right,
yeah,
and he's just got that thing. He's got that it quality. You'll see.
That's a good little compliment right there. All right, I'm sure my daughter will want to go check it out. Before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Okay.
Last meal.
Yogurt and granola.
For your last meal, you're going yogurt granola.
I mean, I thought you'd like the last thing I ate.
No. Very good. Very good. No, I meant, I should have prefaced it. I love that answer, but
you
I
mean, like if I'm going to die,
you're going to the electric chair. It's your last meal. What are you having?
If he would have meant that though, for the yogurt granola, it's been nice. He's keeping it light.
I mean, we gotta be specific around here.
No, I like it. That was a great answer.
Oh God, that's a damn good question. Last meal. There's this incredible pizza joint called Pacifico in Vancouver. It is, I've eaten pizza all over the world. I'm going to say this. It is my favorite place in the world to eat pizza.
Really?
I want Pacifico pizza brought to me warm.
Okay, I'm going to remember that next time out there. Worst subject in school?
More manners at the time, but that was a long time ago. We've learned. I don't know. School was, I was pretty blessed in school. History? At the time?
Really? History was, wow, that was my best. Math was my worst. I stopped at basic arithmetic. After that, everything was too complicated. Okay. Go-to karaoke song.
Haven't sung karaoke in a while because I'm a god-awful singer. If you've seen Freaky Friday, we all know. But it used to be Like a Virgin. It's Madonna. Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Okay. Classic.
Yeah, I used to get quarters thrown at me by the older ladies. They would toss quarters at me on stage.
Dang.
That was fun.
Yeah, painful.
Good the times. Quarters.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Dick Tracy, Madonna, actually.
Madonna.
Hence,
Like a Virgin.
in Dick Tracy, I think that was the moment when I saw Madonna. I think that was the moment I realized I was a boy.
Yeah. Forgot about her and Dick Tracy. Last one, last documentary you watched.
I mean, we watch a docu-series. I don't know if that counts.
Sure, that counts.
Curse of Oak Island? Is that
I'm not familiar with that one. What is it?
Oh, it's a great show. It's a great show. It's a reality show that's on History Channel, and these guys are searching for the lost treasure on Oak Island, which is in Nova Scotia, and it could possess anything from the Knights Templar treasure to potentially the Ark of the Covenant.
Ooh, and, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's great, man. And every week I get super excited they're going to find something, and they keep not finding anything.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to get there.
Exactly. Right on.
I'm in now.
Well, be sure to catch Chad Michael Murray Wednesday nights on the CW. Chad, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks, Mario. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!